Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now, a difficult topic, convicted sex offenders and the internet. We know about Megan's Law. Every state has adopted the law named after the little girl who was killed by a repeat sex offender who was a neighbor. The law requires offenders to register with the state and requires authorities to notify people who live nearby. Well, Louisiana recently passed something of an online version, the first of its kind, requiring sex offenders to post their convictions on social networking sites. Starting next month, those who don't face up to a year and a half in prison and a $10,000 fine. Indiana, by the way, has gone a step further, banning sex offenders from using social networking sites. The ACLU is challenging that. But now a lawmaker in New Jersey wants to make his state the second after Louisiana to require that sex offenders post their convictions on social networking sites or be fined or imprisoned. Matt Friedman is State House reporter for the Newark Star-Ledger. Matt, so this would be putting Megan's Law online, right?
Right, and I should say we have had, you know, about 5 years ago in New Jersey, we did have a law that did restrict sex offenders' use of the internet and allowed judges to prohibit them from using it. But in this case, this takes it a little bit further in applying it directly to social networking websites. So if there is a sex offender on Facebook, which he's not supposed to be on in the first place.
Yeah, because doesn't Facebook ban sex offenders?
Facebook does ban sex offenders, and they say they take proactive measures to weed them out by going through lists provided by state attorneys general. But this would kind of add another layer, I guess. The motivation is behind this bill. A sex offender on Facebook only has to worry about getting kicked off Facebook. This bill would essentially mean that they would not just have to worry about getting kicked off Facebook if they turn out to be a sex offender, but if they're on Facebook without revealing that, they could face charges of a fourth-degree crime, which would be prison for up to 18 months and up to a $10,000 fine.
Well, and who is supposed to police this? How does it work?
Well, that's an outstanding question in the bill. It's at the beginning of a very long process, if it even goes anywhere in the legislature. It's just at this point an introduced bill. So Maureen Kanka, the mother of Megan Kanka, who Megan's Law is named after, raised that question herself. She said, she believes Megan's Law is not being enforced as strictly as it should be, as it is, that offenders who don't register with the state aren't being punished as they should be. And she believes if that's not happening, how can we trust anyone to really enforce this and make sure that they're divulging all the necessary information online? So she said she liked the intent behind it, but she didn't think it was a very practical measure.
Well, there are those who agree with her assessment of Megan's Law. A 2009 federally funded study in New Jersey found it failed to deter sex crimes or reduce the number of victims since its passage, although supporters of the law say the importance of it is that it does, you know, it may not deter crime, but it makes people aware of convicted criminals in their presence. And so now the thinking is to do the same thing online. In some ways, it makes sense. You know, why not have the same awareness online that you, you know, where you live virtually? But what's the pushback on it?
Well, so far, the only pushback we've gotten is that the questions of enforceability. You know, I did reach out to the ACLU, which generally opposes Megan's Laws across the country, and they just had no comment on this bill. You know, one of the things the ACLU says when they fight Megan's Law is that, you know, a lot of these people, it sort of compounds the problem because any attempt to get a new life started, to get past their crimes, are sort of hampered by these things that make it impossible for them to get a fresh start or a way to start living again. And frankly, it's not often politically correct for any politicians to push back against any bill involving sex offenders.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll be seeing it in those terms. Any pushback, I think, will be in the practicality. And when you have, you know, the person who pushed for Megan's Laws across the country questioning whether it can actually be done, that's probably what people will cite the most if they're arguing against this measure.
Matt Friedman, State House reporter for the Newark Star-Ledger. Matt, thank you. And by the way, North Carolina bans the use of some social sites by sex offenders. Last month, a woman was arrested for violating that ban. And recently, New York announced the names of about 3,500 sex offenders removed from gaming sites. A few years back, they removed 3,500 offenders from Facebook and MySpace. So states are paying attention to this. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.